It's the last night we have to work on this campaign before we head out on the road. Everyone else has left the office, which is not surprising. We're both workaholics. I check my Rolex. It's midnight already. I straighten my posture and crack my neck. The release of the tension opens my senses up to the room around me. The desks, still and dark. The smell of paper, toner and stale coffee. Oh, at least my favourite person is still in the office. I glance over to your desk and see you stand up to stretch. Your grey silk blouse has become slightly untucked from your black slacks. It falls down your back, caressing it, outlining your curves and your muscles. You walk towards me, tall and dignified as ever on those black stilettos. Just tall enough to be intimidating, but not tall enough to be inappropriate for the job. You're so good at walking that line. I try and focus on the screen of my laptop. I refuse to give you the pleasure of knowing you have my attention.
Still working on that stats analysis, rich boy?
You call me that because you know it pisses me off. I pretend not to notice. Your voice has that twinge of smugness in it, hidden under that perfect veneer of professionalism. If we weren't office nemesises, I'd be impressed. Ah, you're still here.
Do you have your shit together for tomorrow?
I look up for just a second, and your eyes immediately match mine. Your hair is pulled back into your customary bun, but a few strands have escaped. No one but me would know that even the slightest dishevelment in your appearance means you're cracking under pressure. I turn back to my screen before those eyes can pull me in anymore. You lean over the back of my chair, checking my work. You know I hate that. Another thing you do because you know I hate it. Your blouse grazes my shoulder, and I have to will myself not to react. A subtle fire burns in the back of my mind, but I douse it immediately. I'm just tired, I tell myself.
You need to double-check the Pennsylvania stats. I think you copied the demographics wrong.
You lean in closer. One of those loose strands of hair tickles my neck. The fire inside of me burns a little hotter. I notice the sweet fragrance coming from you. What is that scent wafting off of you? Shea butter? Moroccan oil? Am I? No, I could never be attracted to you. Could I?
Are you listening to me, rich boy?
I've already checked them 3 times.
Well, you need to do it again because they're wrong.
I watch you walk away, my nostrils flaring. Your hips sway as you walk and your tight slacks accentuate every single movement. Too bad you and I are both single. Otherwise, we wouldn't spend so much time at work and wouldn't have to be around each other so often. I turn back to my computer. I've got to get this work done before the start of the campaign tomorrow.
I'm making coffee. Want some?
Your voice is suddenly softer than usual, probably because of how tired you are. I check my watch again. Almost 2 a.m. Yeah, coffee actually sounds great. Thanks. A twinkle flashes through your eyes and you almost smile. Why does my face feel hot? You turn away, reaching up to your bun. You give it a slight tug and your hair tumbles down your back, catching the light as you stretch your arms up to the ceiling. You turn back and catch me staring. Why can't I look away from you?
You all right, Simon?
What? Oh, yeah. Just tired. I watch you walk into the break room and notice that you've taken off your heels. There's something disarming about seeing you without them. You seem vulnerable. Softer, maybe. I let 2 or 3 minutes go by before finally getting up from my desk and making my way into the break room. You're pouring a steaming cup of black coffee into a mug with your back turned to me. You turn around, holding the mug, and raise your eyebrows at me.
Get Pennsylvania done yet?
No. Quit asking. I reach out to take the mug from you, but you pull it away.
When are you going to get it done?
God, you're such a brat. I step forward and reach to take the cup once more, but you pull it away yet again. Quit messing around.
Senator Aronson isn't going to be very happy if you don't have it done by tomorrow morning.
I'm going to get it done. Now give me the mug. Oh! I stare in disbelief at you, your childish antics, the very reason I find you so damn hard to work with, have gone too far. Look what you made me do.
What I made you do? You're the one that dropped the cup.
Fucking hell. We get closer and closer until you're in my face. We're both fuming, nostrils flaring, ready to admit out loud just how much we despise each other. But then, something very strange happens. Instead of rage, another feeling takes over. I bend down slightly and press my lips up against yours with an intense force. You kiss me back with an equal amount of frustration and desire. I grab your waist and you throw your arms around my neck. We push our bodies together and unleash all of the pent-up irritation. Just as suddenly as it started, I rear back and stare in disbelief at you. You look up at me like a cat surveying its prey. Your eyes are still intense, as they always are, but in a different way. A deep, open, inviting way. Every inch of me is burning, aching for you. Is this why I've always felt so competitive with you? Have I been mistaking sentiment for resentment this whole time? You're so close. You hold me captive in those eyes that are blazing like a fire. You like this. Toying with your food.
God, rich boy. Do I have to do everything for you?
You grab the collar of my shirt and pull me towards you. You kiss me hard, moving your lips in rhythm with mine, pulling your body closer. You rub the muscles under my shirt against your hands, your torso. I can feel your heartbeat quickening and the heat pulsing between your legs as I explore your body with my hands.
Now that's more like it, rich boy.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.